What stands out for IT spending next year in 2013?
Well, I think what stands out this coming year is the big change in defense IT. The overall budget for 2013 was proposed to be 1.2% lower than last year, but the Defense Department has about a 2.5% decrease, while the civilian agencies are going to get about a $500 million or 1% increase. So really the story is around the defense reduction.
And so what are the elements of the reduction? Where will it come from?
That's a good question. You know, one of the things that was just looking at the request data from last year to this year, and one of the things that's interesting is last year's request for 2012 was $37.3 billion for defense. This year, they're expecting to spend $33.8 billion, so almost $4 billion less than they requested just last year is what they're going to be expecting to spend for the current year, and then it's going to be $1 billion lower still for next year. And there's a number of programs that have, you know, six-figure, nine-figure, multi-million-dollar reductions, including the installation information infrastructure modernization, acquisition information system, the joint tactical radio system. All of those are getting, you know, $200, $300, $400 million reductions.
Our reporter Jason Miller has a story on federalnewsradio.com, which goes into some of these details. And I'm just wondering if there's a trend when we're seeing these large decreases in, say, defense, as we mentioned, but also justice, HUD. Justice it'll be down by $102 million if the budget is passed, and HUD down $97 million. Anything you're seeing in common between these agencies?
You know, I'm having just looked at it for about a day, there's not much that you can see in terms of themes. What you see is from agency to agency, there's usually one or two big programs that are either facing significant reduction, and then in some of the civilian agencies, you know, one or two big programs that are facing significant increases. You know, most notable, for example, in the Department of Treasury, which is poised to get a multi-million-dollar increase, there's $303 million for the implementation of the Affordable Care Act.
And in looking at the federal agencies, the ones you say are going to go up about $500 million, yet at the same time, for the last 3 years, this administration, and pretty much the same story of every administration before them, has talked about consolidation, shared services. Now we have cloud computing joining shared services. How is it that the IT does keep going up when, you know, the cost per computing power keeps coming down and they're supposed to be doing all this cloud and consolidation?
So most of the significant increases that I've seen have been for programs that are mission-oriented programs as opposed to the back-office IT operational programs. Some of the big decreases we've seen have been in some of those IT operational programs, which is really what the administration, I think, was looking for when they set out to do data center consolidation and force agencies to implement cloud computing. So I think what we're seeing is some progress around the reduction of the operating cost of IT while they're shifting more of that money towards mission applications.
So that kind of follows the promise that the CIO, the current CIO, Stephen Van Roekel, has been making, that keep the top line there, but this way we get to spend more money on innovative things?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the orientation.
Okay, and so then looking again across the budgets, if you are a contractor and you sell IT and there's 50 different kinds of companies that do that, what should they do to stay successful in assuming 2013 becomes the law?
Well, so I think one thing to keep in mind, in any given year, because of the nature of projects from agency to agency, you can see a swing from one agency up or down based on one significant program or a couple significant programs they have. I think it's important to look at the long-term trends within agencies and follow the money and make sure you're aligned to some of those customers and we'll say technology needs that we think there's going to be investment, like in the VA and Treasury, health IT, you know, cybersecurity initiatives like that we know are going to have long-term investment, even if there's some swings up and down in certain agencies.
And do you think that there could be, by the way, we're speaking with Kevin Plexico. He is vice president of research for Dell Tech and a longtime watcher of federal IT spending. When you look at DHS, they are going up in cybersecurity spending overall by about half to somewhere close to $800 million next year. Could there be information technology spending hidden in there that doesn't show up in the standard lines where they report IT spending?
So there's always there's always room for spending on IT that we've seen that have really been outside of the traditional IT budget. There's IT that's embedded in operational programs that tends to not be reported sufficiently or clearly in the IT budget. And that's always been a challenge, and it wouldn't surprise me if there's similar kinds of spending in the Department of Homeland Security.
So that's why people that are selling need to watch the themes and not just the IT budgets.
Yeah, I think there's technology spending that's in a lot of areas. It's not necessarily what you and I might classify as IT spending.
And looking at the, I don't know where it was, in the analytical perspectives, I'm remembering from late last night that it was page 356 or something. Even number page it started on in the middle 300s of the analytical perspectives. The discussion reiterated the 25-point IT reform plan, cloud shared. So from your initial reading, it doesn't look like there's any major new initiatives that we can expect in 2013. Just looks like renewed emphasis on the same.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the final year of the president's term, right before the elections, you're probably not going to see any kind of major new initiatives. So I think in this IT budget, there's really nothing new under the sun, so to speak. They're reinforcing the same initiatives that they've been following for the last several years. There is a couple of interesting projects, and one that I thought was interesting was they're already ramping up the 2020 decennial census. There's a $67 million investment in that.
Mobility. And that's going to have a big piece of mobile, right?
Long term, for sure.
Can you speak a little bit about TxDOT? We've got a story up today that talks about Stephen Van Roekel, the CIO, wanting to ramp up TxDOT sessions. How have those been effective in terms of IT across the agencies?
Well, I think they've really brought objective scrutiny to agency IT initiatives, which otherwise might kind of survive political discussions inside an agency. I think they're helpful. It's always helpful, though they probably are painful for the agencies that go through them. I think it's always helpful to have an outside view of how an agency is investing in a program and how a program is progressing. TxDOT, what's interesting, I think, in the government world is every administration brings its own program evaluation process and terminology, and TxDOT is the Obama administration's policy. It'd be interesting to see if these programs that tend to be implemented by OMB get sustained and carry forward in future administrations.
So for looking at the overall IT budget just in the near term for 2013, sounds like nobody's going to have to sell their BMW and stay in the Tower Club.
Well, you know, this budget obviously is kind of a trial balloon for the coming fiscal year. But given the environment, it's hard to take it too seriously. There's going to be so much that happens between now and the elections, and usually not much major happens in an election cycle on a budget. So I would expect pretty steady state IT investment, even though we're talking about 1 or 2% here and there. In the scheme of things, it's really not that much.
Kevin Plexico is Vice President of Deltek. Thanks very much for joining us with that update.
Thank you.
And we have